Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to The Daily Home Edit, the daily podcast for all things decorating, style and design, brought to you by the team at Home Beautiful magazine. I'm Home Beautiful's managing editor, Katrina O'Brien.
And I'm Fiona Gould, Home Beautiful style editor. On today's episode of Style Hacks, we thought we'd share some easy tips and tricks to help update your home without spending a cent. And yes, it is possible. So Katrina, let's kick it off. Where should we start?
Well, first stop is freshening up a couple of those key spaces, including the hallway. It is very easy for this space to become a bit of a dumping ground for family life. So start clearing. Pick up the trainers, put away the grocery shopping bags, am I being a bit confessional here, and say hello to a bit more order in this space. And then it's time to start tackling the ceiling. That's one of the most unlooked things, isn't it?
I can't remember the last time I looked at my ceiling.
I know, it's a good idea to look up. So grab some sugar soap and start cleaning that ceiling. Yes, it will take a little while to get stuck into it, but it's amazing how bright and light a space can become once it's been cleaned properly. And then it's time to tackle those windows and give them a bit of love. Once you've done that on the weekend, your whole life improves. Yep. Try adding out this little homemade recipe. It's 1/4 cup of white vinegar to 2 cups of warm water and 1/2 teaspoon of detergent, and they'll give you sparkling results.
Good tip. So next up, it's time to dig through your old linen cupboards and try maybe give life to an old quilt cover set or some old cushions that you have put away.
Yep.
This recently, actually. I had a really heavily patterned quilt cover on our bed for a long time and I just got so sick of it. So it's been tucked away in my cupboard for a long time. Came across it again the other day and I'm totally in love with it. It's
That's
like a
fantastic.
Brand new purchase.
I love that.
And I've actually mixed up the styling by accentuating other colours within that print. So before I focused a lot on the blue, so I had a blue throw and some blue cushions to go with it. But this time I've focused on the greens and it's just given it a whole new life.
Don't you love that? It's like uncovering a much loved frock you've had hidden away in your wardrobe for a couple of years.
Yes.
I love that. Next on the list is art. If you can't quite afford a new artwork, why don't you start switching around a few of the ones that you love? This will work especially well if they're a similar size and it will freshen up a home in an instant. It's so lovely to actually see an artwork from a different perspective, I reckon. It feels like it's new. Just make sure you wash any dust lines off painted walls with a sugar soap solution and wipe clean those glass-fronted pictures.
And while you're moving things around, maybe try considering moving around your rugs.
Ah, that's a good one.
Which is not something a lot of people would consider. But if you maybe have a rug in your bedroom, multiple bedrooms, dining room, living room, try swapping them around for a brand new look. Even if they're not the perfect size, it's just a nice freshen up for maybe a couple of months.
That's a good idea.
Or at least rotate them so a different portion of the pattern is at the front if it's not that symmetrical look. And this is also a really good tip just to make sure your rugs don't suffer too much from the sun or foot traffic in one spot. It just helps give them a bit more longevity there.
And it's really good to have a good look at the layout of your living space, isn't it, Fiona, now and then?
Yeah, it might be time maybe to mix things up a little. So have a look and see if your furniture or your floor lamps could be shuffled to create a new look. Perhaps a desk could be moved to a different wall for a bit more light. I do this all the time. Nothing stays put in my house for too long.
I bet it doesn't. Do you drive your husband nuts moving everything around?
Like, where is that? Oh, yeah, it's over there.
Of course it is. So every year when I put the Christmas tree up, I have to sort of have to move something around. And I always love moving my gorgeous occasional recliner that I've got, which I really love. It's such a great piece. And when I move it to another spot, it really freshens up the room. I think, oh, this is a nice view from here.
Yeah.
So you could also try taking an armchair or a console table from your living room into your bedroom to create a little reading nook somewhere.
Love that.
Any other ideas, Fiona?
I mean, personally, I'm always restyling my coffee table, my console.
Surprise, surprise.
I mean, what can I say? I'm a stylist. This can be loads of fun. And a change up really is just as good as a brand new look sometimes. Mm-hmm. Also, dig through your cupboards and maybe bring out a vase or an ornament that you had put away for a while and see if you can create a brand new vignette. I've often find I forget, oh, I have a lot of blue things put away and I haven't styled with blue for a while and I've bought something new and I'm like, oh, actually these can really go well together. So try reinvent what you have and pop them in different places. And as you know, I also love an indoor plant. So moving those around the home is another great way to update your home's look. Perhaps consider popping a plant in your bathroom or your kitchen. Not the usual kind of conventional place to pop one, but I have, and it's a great way to add life to these functional spaces. because I'm always juggling around the pot plants on my balcony as well to mix it up out there a little.
How funny your neighbours must think, what's going on up there? And of course, for an instant update and a refresh, you can't really go past giving those cushions and any other covers on your sofa a really good wash. Most can be unzipped and popped into the washing machine with some wool wash on a delicate machine wash. This can provide a really lovely instant lift.
Yeah, you often won't even notice how beautiful and different the colours look Absolutely. Once they come out of the wash.
Absolutely.
And don't forget the garden as well. Your garden can really provide some beautiful foliage to freshen up your home. So pick a few branches, pop them in a vase. My favourite tip, really. It can't
it's
beat it.
It's a good one, though. Yeah, it's a great one.
It's free, so it is. Can't lose.
Sounds great. And that sounds great, Fiona. Some great tips there. And that's it from us today.
Thanks so much for listening. And please do us a big, big favour. Rate, review and subscribe to our podcast in your app. It'll really help us out. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.